This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The pandemic has disproportionately affected people in the city of Chelsea, just north of Boston. As the anniversary of the coronavirus shutdown approaches, Chelsea City Manager Tom Ambrosino shares his thoughts about the year, including his decision to take action before the governor closed the state.
So we acted regionally with a lot of our surrounding municipalities after we all had heard various projections from some experts in the public health field that schools in particular were a dangerous place for the virus and that buildings with large people congregating were going to be problematic and that they were reporting what was happening in Europe, particularly Italy, and saying Massachusetts was on the same trajectory and municipalities had to move fast. And so we started to talk with the administration, but together a bunch of us in this region decided we're going to act independent of that. And most of us at that point closed our schools in and around the 13th and closed our municipal buildings. Initially, it was supposed to be short term as we sort of figured it out. I think we all announced closings of a week or 2 weeks, and then the governor interceded.
Now, do you think an earlier statewide shutdown would have helped Chelsea?
That's hard to say. So many of our residents were and still are essential workers that even after the shutdown, they were going to work, and that certainly didn't help our situation. And part of the problem here with the lack of affordable housing, in order to afford to live, people double up, triple up with different families, with roommates. And so we do have crowded housing conditions here, and that certainly was problematic when you had a virus where people need to isolate from each other, shouldn't be sharing bathrooms or living space, and that was really impossible. Add to the fact that people already have high levels of asthma and respiratory problems because we're right next to the airport, we're on a major trucking route, we've got Route 1 that cuts right through the heart of the city, so that just exacerbated the problem.
I wonder if you could address the unique challenges that the shutdown itself created for people in Chelsea.
We had lots of people who work non-traditional jobs. They're under the table. They're undocumented. So when the economy did shut down and no one was using housekeepers and no one was using painters and there were other dislocations, lots of our residents didn't have any income whatsoever coming in and were not entitled to any kind of traditional government benefits. It was really challenging here. We had many, many residents who were basically without any source of income whatsoever. Hence the very long lines we had daily in our food pantries, the fact that people fell far behind in their rents and hence the need for local rental assistance programs in addition to the statewide programs. And in addition, we provided a contribution fund called the One Chelsea Fund in which we were giving out cash to residents just to get them through the crisis until they could get some hours back.
When you look back at the decision to close up the city, are there things that you see that you might do differently?
We really had to make sure that our healthcare systems weren't being overwhelmed because at that time they came close to being so. So I don't have any regrets. I think both cities and towns and the governor made the right call at that time with the information that we had available.
Now, you, prior to the pandemic, already had deep familiarity with Chelsea, but over the course of the past year, what did you learn about the people of the city?
The resilience that was shown by the people of Chelsea and the way in which the Chelsea community rallied to help its own. We had community members that worked tirelessly the whole pandemic helping out their neighbors. And I think all of us were so blessed to see and so warmed in our heart by seeing the level of collaboration and cooperation that existed in this community among nonprofit institutions, elected officials, and just regular residents stepping forward in a time of desperate need.
What improvements do you see in the pipeline that will make Chelsea less vulnerable?
I think we have to put a lot of effort into building more affordable housing in this region. That will certainly help the situation. I do think it has brought to light the real serious problem of food insecurity, which existed before the pandemic, but no one really paid a whole lot of attention to it. I think going forward, there'll be more emphasis on public health resources And I hope that would have us in better stead if and when the next crisis, whatever it is, occurs.
Chelsea City Manager Tom Ambrosino says, along with other people around the state, Chelsea residents are having a tough time signing up for the COVID-19 vaccine. But he says he feels hopeful the situation will improve soon, much like the coronavirus testing program that got off to a slow start and became more robust. This is WBUR.